Basically, we spend our time in one of four ways based on importance and urgency. Stephen next teaches how we can obtain the results we desire and lead more balanced lives by focusing on activities that matter and learning to say no to the rest.
Now, if you'll take out the little listener's guide that came with the program, you'll see a chart in there showing four quadrants I call the time management matrix. The key words to understand are importance and urgency. Importance basically comes from within you. Importance is your value system, hopefully based on principles. Importance is your mission, your central strategy to accomplish those high-priority goals and the plans to implement that strategy. Urgency comes from the environment. It presses upon you. It's proximate. It's right in front of you. And it's often very popular. It could be deep into a social value system. It's urgent. It has the appearance of requiring immediate attention. Now you have to decide what is truly important in your life. That's why I asked you. Now notice the question. What are the most important things to you, your first things? And then I asked, what are the single activities that you know without any question that by doing those consistently, superbly well, you'd accomplish marvelous results? See, you've identified what's important. Now, quadrant one, you'll notice, is both urgent and important. These are usually called problems or crises, putting out fires. Sometimes these quadrant one activities are deadline driven. So it's either a present problem or a problem in the making if you neglect it. Quadrant two is not urgent, but it is important. Prevention is not urgent, but is that important? Very important? Critically important? Absolutely. So quadrant two would include prevention, as well as preparation, planning, relationship building, empowerment, self-development, developing mission statements, and the like. You see, quadrant two is the leadership quadrant. Now, quadrant three is not important, but it is urgent. It includes many proximate pressing matters and many popular activities, interruptions, other people's expectations. So all these quadrant three activities are not important, but they have the appearance of urgency. Finally, quadrant four is neither urgent or important. This usually includes irrelevant phone calls and mail, busy work, time wasters such as excessive TV, and so, again, quadrant four is neither urgent nor important. All right, now, looking at your paper and looking at your answers to those two questions, what quadrant were those answers in? What would you say? It had to be either one or two, but why is almost every answer in two? Because you're not doing them. And why? Because they're not urgent. The whole popular culture has so defined urgency as important that we end up neglecting that which is important but not urgent. Relationship building, deep communication with the key people at home and at work, planning, preparation, getting a clear sense of mission, of priorities, etc. In fact, you examine most executive agendas, most agendas of any meeting, against the four quadrants, and you'll find almost all of them are quadrants one and three. Quadrant two is usually called other business. And what happens to it? It gets pushed aside by quadrants one and three. So where do you get time for quadrant two when you're inundated by quadrant one things that are both important and urgent? You neglect quadrants three and four. You literally, smilingly neglect them. Those things which are not important, you literally say no. Because things which matter most must never be at the mercy of things which matter least. You'll have the power to do this quadrant two work, when there is a burning yes inside you about your mission and purpose and value system. You can literally say no to all kinds of unimportant, however urgent other things may be. A phone call comes up. Could you come to this business meeting? I would like to, however, I have a prior commitment. Even if that commitment is to yourself for planning or preparing or preventing. When people sense your quadrant two orientation, they'll begin to see you differently. They just won't come and throw urgent but unimportant things at you, quadrant three things, like they used to. This happened to me one time with a manager who reported to me. I gave him some very urgent things that really were not that important. And he said, "Sure, I'll work if you want." And he pulled down his project board. I saw all of his projects, deadline dates, progress he'd made, and so forth. And I realized I'm dealing with someone who has purpose and organization here. I'm not going to mess up this person's life and get involved in reordering his system. I'd have to carry that responsibility. So I just simply said, "Don't worry about it. I'll find someone else." And I was thinking in terms of some crisis manager. Now, what if it's your boss that gives you a quadrant three project? By definition, remember this. What is important to another person must be as important to you as the other person is to you. If your boss is important to you, then what is important to your boss must also be important to you, by definition. That makes it a quadrant one issue. The key is to focus on what truly is important and to say no to the rest, no matter how urgent. Now, when you do that, it is tremendous because you have quadrant two under your belt. You have a clear sense of purpose. You're saying yes so strongly to things that matter most, it's easy to say no to the other things. But people who are flaky and disorganized and undisciplined and haven't paid the price in coming up with a mission statement and with a clear sense of their own goals and priorities, they're going to be distracted by almost anything that comes their way.